Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, you gotta help me tonight. Put your hands together.
But let me decrease and you increase. Why is this? This is something we must recognize. Why is it that some people seem to be happy and others in life seem to lack the luster? Excitement and joy that one should feel. Well, maybe this lack of joy and excitement and contentment is due to how our society or some say the world has conditioned us to know everything about ourselves, everything about everyone else, a little about ourselves. I'm reminded of a joke about understanding who we are. Where two women were walking down the street, one noticed a compact on the sidewalk and leaned down to pick it up. She opened it, looked in the mirror and said, this person looks familiar. And the word James once says, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. This happens sometimes with us when we're not really sure who we are. We have a certain view of ourselves, but when we look in the mirror, we see something totally different. Or we sometimes forget because we're governed by many distractions. Sister Pierce says that realizing who we are is the basic part of our spiritual life. The more we know of ourselves, the more exact our observation will be of everything else. On the other hand, the less we think about ourselves, the more damaged our discernment will be, unless we become less capable of becoming or living up to our fullest potential. Partially because we have held up, we've been held up by the content and character that has been given to us by others. Still, we're governed by many different many people's opinions and ideals, starting with our parents, school, our peers, associates. All of those influences has a big impact on what direction we will go and how we view ourselves. The ancient Chinese says, knowing others is intelligent. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Self-knowledge takes us beyond mere information into that mysterious thing called wisdom. For true wisdom can never be attained, no matter how intelligent we may be, if we remain uninformed about ourselves. Jesus addressed a similar thing when he said in Matthew 7:3, why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Only when we become aware of and address our own personal issues in our lives will we be able to see clearly enough to help others. In other words, knowing thyself. Well, Hosea says in 4:6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And I've heard it said that knowledge is power. I like to say knowledge is potential power until it's been activated and put into use. So we have to gain as much knowledge about ourselves so we can go forward and actively engage in the abilities and skill sets that God has given us. I heard a song years ago by the Williams Brothers when I was a kid, which never left my spirit, and it said, sweep around your own backyard before you try to sweep around mine. For you see, knowing ourselves also opens up the door to freedom. When we are ignorant of certain belief systems, assumptions and behavior patterns that are operating within us, we often mistake for just being human, we remain in captivity of them. Therefore, we're not able to do the things we really need to do. We're not able to make wise decisions for ourselves, unable to overcome those self-limitations. And oh yes, there are limitations that we have that we have placed upon ourselves, that's even been instilled upon us as we go through a course of a life. And sometimes unable to recognize when we're being manipulated by those who may consciously or unconsciously seek to activate our fears and prejudice for their own purposes. And again, we know that prejudice comes from fear. But the word says he did not give us the spirit of fear, gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. In John, it says in 8:36, if the Son therefore shall set you free, you are free indeed. So we don't have to remain captive to those fears, those biases, those limitations, because God has freed us from all that. The battle has already been won. So today I want to present to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, three key aspects to gain insight to understanding and improving ourselves. These three components are like the legs on a tripod. If they are positioned and balanced correctly, they can help us have a clear picture of who we are, who we should strive to be, which I believe should create a desire to maintain a continual passion for lifelong learning and improvement. In many cases, the image we have of ourselves comes out distorted because we don't have the working tools to help create a clear picture of who we are and who we are to become, or who we want to become. Therefore, we become unbalanced. And one of these three components, therefore, we're not creating the image that we want. In other words, if you're out of balance because one of the legs is off, your picture is going to look a little fuzzy. So let's look at what these three components are. Knowing oneself, developing oneself, loving oneself. This will be a three-part series, but we examine these three components with the hope and objective to gain a bit more knowledge of who we are to become, and how to maintain a check and balance of knowledge that we will acquire throughout our life experiences. So today I'm going to discuss the first leg of the tripod, which is essential, and that's getting to know thyself. God's word says in 1 Corinthians 11:28, but a man must examine himself, and in doing so, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Lamentations 3:40-66, and let us test, examine our ways, and return to the Lord. I'm also reminded of William Shakespeare's play, Hamlet. To thy own self be true. Well, you see, the world or social norm teaches us to examine everything outside of ourselves. how we should look, what we should own, who we should be established in a position, who we should believe and who we should not believe, and how we should believe about ourselves and others. Yet I don't recall many incidents where individuals shared with me, how should I become or how should I begin to know myself from the inside out and not the outside in. Thus, I discovered throughout my life journey that for many of us, we spend endless amount of time developing external facets of who we are versus developing that internal stability of who we should become. We'll seek everything that will appease our worldly desires, but spend very little time understanding ourselves internally. Therefore, I'd like to spend just a few moments discussing why it is important to get to know oneself from the spiritual perspective. First, we should all understand the value of who we are. If we don't realize that we have value, how can we understand our value? Considering the fact that God created us in his own image and purpose in mind, this says a great deal about our own personal value. Romans 11:36 says, "For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory goes to him forever." In Acts 11:24-25, "He is God who made the world and everything in it. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in a man-made temple, and human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no need. For he himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need." When I think about this, I think about him creating and putting us together because he has that power. He has that ability. He's taken all of what we are and made it into what he calls human. And I give glory, honor, and praise to the fact that he acknowledged that he had a vision, and he created that vision in 6 days. It kind of reminds me of Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. He knew he had an ideal that was valuable. It was conceived in his mind, for which then he went forward to proceed to take that thought and turn it into a vision and bring it about into a physical reality that creates a Fortune 500 company. This is the skill set we need to develop, is that we need to understand that God gave us all a vision, and he gave us value, but he gave it from the inside out, not the outside in. The outward manifestation is just the end result. The real reality begins from the inside out, in the spiritual realm. And again, this is what our Father did with us. He took from the spiritual and made a physical reality of what we knew as being human, where we are mind, body, and spirit. Each of these components align with features of what I call self: spiritual gifts, emotional qualities, unique abilities, and personality attributes. Those spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit is wisdom, understanding, counsel, courage, knowledge, faithfulness, and the fear of the Lord. Some of those emotional qualities could be self-awareness, self-regulation, relationship management, and effective communication. Many of us are blessed with various abilities such as music, writing, singing, designing. Those personal attributes of being responsive, resilient, being able to care, being assertive, consistent, trustworthy, motivated, and versatile. So most of the time we spend most of our energy working on the body, especially when we're younger. Boys and girls staying out of the mirror, clothes, stores, makeup, stands, and gyms, and again, these all have their places. For taking care of the house is important. However, as important as it is to maintain the physical status, building upon our spiritual gifts, our emotional qualities, unique abilities, and one's own personality attributes will only help to solidify the importance of maintaining one's physical attributes. In other words, we can fulfill the plan that God has intended for our life. The body is the house. The spirit will make a home. It's important that we take time to develop who we are. For the word says, "My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge." We have to gain that spiritual knowledge through reading the word, studying the word, meditating on the word. It says, "Study to show thyself approved, that rightly discern the word of truth." Discernment is important. And we get a lot of different perspectives from a lot of different influences. But when we get into the word of God, we begin to understand that those influences, yes, they may be powerful. They may be even relevant. But unless we cross-examine it with God's word, it's just fleeting information. And sometimes that feeding flesh can be harmful. But I believe that God wants us to prepare. He wants to develop who we are. And he's gave us all the tools we need. He's given us the fruits of the Spirit to develop those characters of love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, kindness, patience, steadfastness, faithfulness, self-control. He's given us his armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of spirit, the shield of faith. When I was coming up, nobody told me about these attributes that I could obtain through God's word. Going to church was just a social club. It was basically going to go through the routine, especially when I was younger. I was just following what my parents told me to do. And in many cases, I didn't hear much about self-development, not for the sake of being vain or egotistical or pride-minded, but to understand who I am as an individual, who God intended for me to be. Because each and every last one of us came here with a purpose. And basically his purpose mainly is to go out and serve him as well as to go out into the world and let the world know about him. And then all those other things that we desire. But the word says, seek ye first his kingdom and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added. God is not one who holds back good gifts. But we sometimes get lost in the worldly concept or the social norms and lose sight. And because we lose sight, we have the tendency to get caught up and lose sight of who we are as individuals and who God intended for us to be. Therefore, those external factors control our internal stability. This is why we see many people giving up in life. They put so much weight and so much expectation on those external factors. They believe that their status, their money, their fortune, their fame will all be the thing that validates them. And we know that as human beings, we're too little inconsistent to be able to rely on such things because people change like the wind or like the season. We trust in God who always remains the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We can hold fast to his word. We can stand on his word. We can trust his word. We truly can walk by faith and not by sight. For I believe that faith is the things for evidence of things not seen. I like to say it's the foolishness in the heavens. When we have faith in God, we begin to really understand who we are because he's going to give us a clearer picture. He's going to give us that balance, that tripod balance, if you will, that the image that he wanted us to create for ourselves won't get there. So, again, it's important that we begin to learn more about ourselves, develop ourselves, and love thyself. When we can do this, then we truly can be men and women of God. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to me share some of the information, God, or the word that God has given me. I want to pray out and thank everybody for taking a moment. We will follow up next week with developing thyself. Well, give you some key components on how to really build the foundation and build upon that foundation to move forward to become the victor that God intended for us to be. Heavenly Father, we just praise and honor you for this day that you have given us. For truly is the day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. We pray, Father God, for those out there who need your helping hand, who needs to understand who they are, who needs to have that support, Father God, that only you can give. And because you know all, you know what everyone needs. And I pray, Father God, that you bless them in ways that they've never been blessed before. And that they would be able to say, this came from my Father in heaven. Father God, we pray that if they need healing, that healing is upon their body, that every cell, molecule, tissue, organ system will operate in every condition that you intended to be. If they need relationship healing, we thank you that relationships are mended. If they need healing in their mind and their heart, we thank you, Father God, you bless them in every way. We praise and honor you, Father God. You continue to give us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding we need to really grow to know thyself for your purpose. But we praise you, we honor you, we adore you. We say it from the one that tells us how to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Giving us today our daily bread, and forgiving us of our trespasses, we give those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation. But deliver us from the evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, and look forward to chatting with you next week. Again, I'm your host, Brother David.
Praise the Lord. We just thank God, Brother David, that you just came in and did what God have ordained you to do. Again, we want to thank everyone that have tuned in. We want to thank you for just making yourself available for God's word to be poured into you. And all of our listeners that's on the line, call somebody up and tell them about Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We'll be here. Brother David will be here just to pour into your spirit the word of God, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, so that you can go forth and be empowered in Christ. Because knowing your identity and discovering who you are in Christ, it will make life smoother for you. Yet though they slay me, you'll be able to live because you know your identity. So again, I can go on and on about it because simply it's a beautiful truth. A beautiful truth, because you won't be tossed this way and that way when wind blows, because you know your identity. And again, I want to thank Brother David for coming on, but remember to call someone up, let them know that Brother David new broadcast, that he's on the air, and bring someone with you so that they can be blessed like you were tonight. Again, I want to thank all our listeners, because I see we have quite a few that have called in. We want to thank you. We want to truly tell you thank you. We're not going to open up the boards tonight, but on next week we will. We want you to prepare yourself. Take the word of God that was given to you tonight, this evening, and apply it. Apply it so that you can have the confidence that's needed to go forth to do your assignments that God have mandated for your life. And we want to make one announcement. We want you to save the date, June 9th. We'll be doing our Pentecost Sunday, and we will be expounding on Pentecost, the beginning of the church. We're going to have the fivefold ministry there. We're going to have a rabbi. We're going to just have it all there so that you can truly understand the Hebraic aspect of the Pentecost, that you'll be able to relate to it and know why you do what you do, and why and how and where and when, because God is in it. And we want you to have knowledge of what God is saying about Pentecost. We're not going to just go through the motions, faking it to make it. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to engraft the word of God, and we're going to eat on it, and we're going to fellowship, and we're going to have fun. Amen. I wanted to make that brief announcement, but also, again, want to thank everyone for calling in. And I'm going to ask Brother David if he would, I know he closed out, but I just want to ask him if he would just give us just the final words before we close the broadcast. What is God speaking to him now to say to our listening audience about discovering oneself, just in closing?
I like to say that it's okay to get to know oneself. We've been taught that to understand yourself, to be more for everything else. Before he went out to his ministry, he developed himself, even though we know he's Christ. He spent time in the synagogue. He understood the word. He prepared as fact and go out with it. So it's okay to take time to develop yourself. Because if you prepare yourself, I heard that's what I'll say one time, it's better to be prepared for opportunity not have one, opportunity not be prepared. And we just praise God that he gives us the ability to do that. Trust in our God. He's like a good person.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to, again, thank you. And as you discover yourself, open your Bibles up and turn to Lamentations 4 and 30. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. So as we examine ourselves, as Brother David said, examine yourself. Don't be so quick to judge others. Look at yourself and ask God to make a better me. Help me. Hold me up. Uphold me with your spirit. And then as one of the things that I say daily, Lord, create in me a clean heart. You know, renew the right spirit and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Because as you go through your days, sometimes you might pick up something that's not godly. You know, you may fall in contact with someone or something, and you may not realize now you're saying things that's not you. So keep looking in the mirror and keep discovering yourself. I'm having fun with this. I don't know about you, but I'm really having fun with it. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Have fun and enjoy the Word of God. You know, dissect it so you can understand it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Again, I'm just excited about our next episode. I can't wait to hear the next Tuesday what God's going to release through Brother David.
Well, I'm excited.
Amen. So, again, we're going to get ready to end the broadcast, but just remember, ending the broadcast is only saying to you, it's only saying to you, go study. Keep studying. Yeah. The listeners, keep studying. You know, open up your Bible. Don't just pick it up on Sunday. Make it a thing that you do daily. When you begin to eat your natural food, begin to eat some spiritual food so that you can be balanced. Amen. So we're going to close in uphold me with your spirit. Begin to ask God to continue. I see our audience is still coming in, and we're about to end the broadcast, but you can also get a copy. Uphold me with your spirit. Uphold me with your spirit. Uphold me with your spirit. Take it personal. And if God upholds us with his spirit, then we can be what God called us to be. Discovering ourselves. We're not competing with no one because we don't have to. We just be the best that we can be to do what God called us to do. Amen. I see the hands in the audience want to come forth. We're not opening the boards tonight, but we will open the boards next week. I promise you. And you know, my mom always say, if the Lord is willing, the boards will be open.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. And Brother David has closed out. We want to encourage you to go with God's speed. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, supplication. Amen. God bless everyone. Certainly be blessed with the rest of your evening. And if you want to contact our Brother David and you have questions before next week, you can email Kingdom Builders Plaza. And until everything is set up, email us at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. And then we'll be able to send you over a flyer with Brother David's information. And you can reach out and you can talk with him. Amen. God bless you. And make sure you go tell somebody what God is doing. And we're going to say good evening to all.
Everybody got a helping tonight. Put your hands together. Whatever you do. others help me